The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. While I was watching the news last night, they kept using this word shellacking. I guess they were trying to describe the election results. And, you know, okay, I mean, you know, when you heard the word once, it was a little, you know, it was a little off, they just kept talking about it, and they just kept bringing it up, and I'm kind of sick of the word shellacking. Okay, I guess what does shellacking mean? It means to varnish with shellac or shellac. Okay, so varnish. So I'm like, okay, you know, so well, are they really buffing up some furniture there? Or it means to defeat or beat someone decisively. Right, that's what it means, I guess. But I had no idea while I was, like, you know, complaining about it that President Obama started all this with the shellacking term. So for those of you sick and tired of hearing it, apparently this came from President Obama to begin with. I had no idea. Apparently, I think this was back in 2010. He goes, I'm not recommending for every future president that they take a shellacking like I did last night. I'm sure there are easier ways to learn lessons. This was, I guess, back in 2010 when he lost control of the House, but he had control over the Senate. What other, top political quotes did we have? Let me see. No, I don't think I have anything that, I don't know, crazy. Alright, shellacking. Would I use that term last night? No, I don't think I would use that term. Alright, see, to me, I didn't look at the election as, haha, we got to show Obama. Obama knows people don't like his policies. Stop this show me attitude. Why I was pleased is because I think we're not going to have as much gridlock as we saw the last few years. And I like a lot of the ideas that were put forth by some of the people running. Right? Like Ted Cruz, who has agreed with me, even though I don't know if he's going to give me credit, because I've been saying the same thing. You don't just go in and repeal Obamacare. It won't happen, and we're going to be stuck for another how many years? You go in, and you start fixing the parts of Obamacare that really, really suck. All right? That makes some sense. So, a lot of people are like, oh, boo-hoo, I want to hear what Obama has to say. I don't really give a damn what Obama has to say. Okay? I give a damn right now about what the Congress has to say and what the Senate has to say and what they're going to do. All eyes are on them. Obama right now is a lame duck. He's got two more years that his presidency is already characterized. Yeah, he could maybe try to do something earth-shattering, and I would think it would be in a positive direction. Right, like getting jobs, fixing some of the damage, but that will just look negatively on him no matter what. So we're a little nervous because he's still at the helm, and he could still veto everything the Senate and the Congress do. But also, his vetoing could mess things up for 2016. The Republicans have all these quote-unquote good ideas and, you know, et cetera. So, for those of you kind of doing the dance and are happy and all that, okay, I understand. And it's nice to be on the winning side of things, but we haven't won. Nobody's won right now because we're still stuck. with a bunch of crap that politicians, and we're dealing with stuff not only from Obama and from Bush, but even back from Clinton years. There is stuff we are dealing with. Money mismanagement, the housing crisis we have, the arms, the, you know, everything that culminated in the recession was a conglomerate of a bunch of presidents. And I'm not saying this because I want to sound like a moderate or be middle of the road, but if we don't look practically at this, I know a lot of people are really, really mad at rhinos. I guess those are supposed to be Republicans that are only Republican in name, but they act Democrat. And, you know, can we just get stuff done? I would really love to get rid of the whole Republican-Democrat monikers and the whole delineation. Can we maybe, you know, get bosses to hire full-time people now instead of part-time anymore? Can we maybe stop taxing, stop penalizing? All right, what can we do? Now, we had a lot of other things that happened in the election that didn't seem to get as much media. Apparently, marijuana was in the news a lot. All right, voters in Washington, D.C. has now legalized recreational use of marijuana, but not its sale. And that was a huge 69-31%. Alaska did too. Oregon also. Now, a ballot measure to allow medical marijuana use in Florida was turned back. It did not reach the 60% threshold. It had to pass. Washington, D.C. right now is definitely going to pot. I mean, no, not going to pot in terms of that, but you know what I mean. All right. Apparently, there was abortion rights issues in terms of this personhood measures. Apparently, it was rejected in Colorado, North Dakota, where an unborn child would have rights in those states. In Tennessee, voters approved a constitutional amendment that would put future restrictions on abortion in that state by declaring that nothing in the state's constitution secures or protects right to abortion or requires the funding of abortion. So that's what happened in yesterday's election when it came to abortion. Minimum wage, and this is being reported here by MTV.com. Good source. Minimum wage went up. In Arkansas, it went up to $7.50 an hour. In Alaska, it went up to $8.75 an hour. In Nebraska, $8 an hour. South Dakota went up to $8.50. So minimum wage went up in those four states. There was, gun control issues. There was this Initiative 594 that was on the ballot in Washington State, mandating background checks on gun sales and gun shows, and a few other things. But don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Adam Miller here with Midas Resources. Today is October 29th, 2014. Gold opened at $1,223.40. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,268.34, $634.17 for a half ounce, or $317.09 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,268.34, $634.17, and $317.09.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And is no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Ryan wants to know, are we going to start seeing people lose Medicaid because of last night's election results? I apologize. I'm trying to rub my nose with my Kleenex because I'm boogery. You know, here, okay, with Medicaid, I know a lot of people were, you know, saying that would be a concern if Republican governors won. And we we noticed huge changes with the Republicans taking more seats in the House, seats in the Senate, taking control of the Senate, as well as winning, I think even, you know, Maryland is now under the leadership of a Republican governor. So the governor race was very striking. We didn't think we would also see big changes there. Of course, Governor Jerry Brown still won in California. Maryland, Massachusetts, very blue states, turned GOP, Illinois as well. Now, where that starts to translate into Medicaid expansion, I see why Ryan's concerned. Some people think, well, if Republicans are against Obamacare, they're going to fight the Medicaid expansion. Well, I don't think that happened in my state. We have Governor Sandoval, Republican, great guy. Congratulations to Governor Sandoval, who won also, his and was able to retain his seat as governor. He still allowed Medicaid to expand. But here's the thing we need to look at with the Medicaid expansion, okay? Expanding Medicaid is only a Band-Aid to a gaping wound. I was for that initially 6 years ago because I wanted some relief temporarily. Medicaid expansion should only be temporary. Somebody on Medicaid who is not injured, who is not disabled, who does not have a chronic disability or chronic challenge should not plan on being on Medicaid forever, okay? Being on welfare, Medicaid, government handouts are supposed to be a temporary thing, okay? You know, when we used the term handout 30 years ago, 40 years ago, 50 years ago, etc., it was a temporary thing. Even the Great Depression. All right, this is supposed to be temporary. You're not supposed to be poor and homeless and without food forever. So I'm not sure where we as a country need to go. Not Republicans or Democrats, but as a country, we need to go with Medicaid. All right. If, let's say, what is it? In one state, your income has to be under $16,000. How long can you survive with an income under $16,000? Now, I know some people are able to make it happen. They extreme coupon. They get government help. They get, CHIP and the food allowances and even though it's not called food stamp, but a food assistance program. And yeah, there may be housing assistance, but are we doing anything to prevent the permanence of that for somebody who could work? You know, we were all kind of shocked when we found out that one of the Boston Marathon bombers, the older brother, Tsarnaev, was on welfare. I mean, you see pictures of him boxing. You see him muscular. You see him able to walk and talk and plan a massacre, yet he was receiving welfare. So I wouldn't recommend that the Congress and the House start to change Medicaid immediately, but I would recommend both Democrats and Republicans figure out a way that where you aren't, I guess, your only choice is Medicaid. And that you should be able to purchase your own health insurance. You should be able to get a job. You should be able to feed yourselves. And our country needs to come up with a way where that is incentivized as opposed to getting Medicaid, getting welfare, getting food stamps. Now, not everybody on Medicaid and welfare and food stamps are choosing that on purpose. Like I said, many have disabilities, many have illnesses, many have, coming back from the war. You know, there's other. But for those of you that are healthy, that can hold a job, once we start to get jobs in, all right, we need to be careful that we don't have a group of people, millions of people, that will find it easier, and which is what we're finding now. I can't tell you how many people we interviewed, all right, who said, look, I'm making this at home. So already on their unemployment and whatnot. And, you know, I don't have to work, but Christmas is coming. So I want to make a little extra money. But, I mean, are you going to lose your benefits? Well, I don't know. I haven't looked into that. But I don't want to lose my benefits. Now, you see, that's not the thinking. Your thinking should be, I want a job. I don't want to lose my job. And when you see people have a choice between a job or a handout and choosing the handout, we have something wrong. Seriously wrong. Us expanding Medicaid was a great bandage to a gaping wound. But how is that going to work long term? Do we have enough medical providers to take Medicaid patients the more that go on it? Well, yeah, if we don't have doctors, we'll use nurse practitioners and we'll use physician assistants. Well, what happens when you don't have enough of them? Well, we're going to start allowing pharmacists to prescribe, psychologists to prescribe. We'll just recruit more and more people to prescribe. But just prescribing doesn't mean you're a doctor or a nurse practitioner or a PA or a medical provider. All right? Pharmacists provide a phenomenal service because that's what they're trained to do in pharmacy. Don't start making pharmacists be doctors and don't make doctors be pharmacists. Okay? You're devaluing the quality of the field. So expanding Medicaid even more, I'm hoping will only be considered as a temporary measure, because what we're seeing now is Medicaid is the only cheap health insurance out there. And that's ridiculous. And many of you on Medicaid aren't very happy with your treatment. You have a sore throat, you can't get in same day. Well, my same day doctor doesn't take Medicaid, but the clinic down the street does, but I have to wait 5-6 hours. All right, that's going to just continue to get worse. So for those of you freaked out about what's going to happen to your Medicaid benefits, all right, there's going to be a time, and it may even be suggested by a Democrat, when we run out of funds. We're already at a deficit, and so what? We're printing money and we're borrowing money and whatever, but we are going to run out of funds. Now you see them already cutting benefits. Your Medicare patients are having stuff cut. Even Medicaid is starting to feel it. Our veterans who don't deserve that are already seen, you know, feeling that. So if that is your long-term portfolio plan, I would beg you to please start considering something else. Not because I'm worried about the taxes I'm paying, but if you were my sister, my patient, my neighbor, I'm like, that's kind of sketchy. How long can you live like that? How long can you hope that the government is going to support you? What kind of a long-term, you know, goal is that? And again, this is not for people who are disabled or blind or deaf or unable to get a job. We're talking about people who can plan the Boston Marathon bombing, who are taking our resources away from our blind kids, from our kids with cancer, from our autistic children and adults. We're talking about those of you out there that are getting free money. So I would say, you know, I don't think you're going to lose your Medicaid, but please don't expect Medicaid to be a lifelong thing that's going to exist, because it can't. You can't have half the country not paying taxes and us being able to afford the half of the country that's not paying taxes. It's just not going to work. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. I had posted the question on Facebook over the last couple days, from last night on, and then this morning. What should we be doing now? We got the Republicans in control of Congress. What should be the next step when it comes to health care, immigration reform, economy? What should they do that'll actually work? Don't just say impeach Obama. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak, speak. speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia, right, Dr. Dahlia Show. Lisa writes, once you're off work, you can't go back. I don't want to read this message. She talks about her kids and, in a nutshell, you know, she got to spend time with the kids. She got to sleep in. She found it very, very hard to go back to work. So she didn't, and she went back home. Now, okay, I do not want to mistake anything I said in the previous segment for I want moms to leave their kids and go to work. Okay, now I didn't say that. Okay, but if some of you are thinking that, you being a mom that's a stay-home mom taking care of that baby is extremely important. And it's crucial. And I can see a difference. I can see a difference in the kids that I take care of, right, who get to be with mom and grow up with mom as opposed to daycare. Right? And my kids, unfortunately, grew up with daycare. Right? And you see a difference. You do. I mean, they're good kids, but I mean, I just don't, you know, I worry that I don't see the bonding like I see with other kids and their mommies. So don't ever sacrifice that. But what I was referring to are, you know, men and women who don't have those issues at home. But what about the psychology behind once you've been off work, how to go back? I see this as an employer. I have a lot of staff that weren't working. They were on unemployment or whatever. And then they go back. Guess something happens, something changes, so they need salary. So they're going to make more than what they made with unemployment. So now they are, they're back at work, and it is hard, especially in the medical field. The medical field's rough, and it's not getting any easier. There's a lot of issues now with insurance, a lot of issues with the Obamacare plans, a lot of patients grumpy because things aren't being covered, and it's a lot more of a grumpier setting in the medical realm. That's what I see. Not just my office, you know, every office I speak to. Very, very grumpy. Well, that's hard to go back to. I don't know if I was off work, if I could go back. I mean, have any of you guys retired and then went back and found you really can't go back? I've had that with patients, too. They go, I can't work. I can't go to work. I get nervous. I get anxiety. All I think about is wanting to go home. Why are we seeing that now? Is it because less of us are enjoying our jobs? Is it because we're getting burned out? Are we, you know, I think there's a few things going on. You know, I'm actually starting to notice that also. I mean, I love radio and I love being a doctor, but here I am 15 years later and some days I find myself dreading the hallway of my office, not the room. I just want to get into the patient room and I just want to be in the room with the patient. I do not want to be out in the hallway or out near the front office. I don't want the negativity. I don't want to hear that somebody else has to change their medication because their insurance doesn't cover it, and now their numbers are off, or it's cheaper for them to get a year prescription, but they can't afford to do blood work, and they don't want to come. I don't want any of that. And I sometimes notice myself want to hide. So I get that. I get how some of you may want to hide. I also get how some of you may want to hide from people. Now, I'm a people person. And I can't tell you how much more introverted I am now in my 40s than I used to be in my 20s. Hey, I mean, now I'm like, okay, you know, I don't really want to go to the club. I don't really want to go to the party. I just want to snuggle up and watch a movie and just everybody leave me alone. All right? And I'm starting to feel that way. When patients get a hold of my cell phone number and text me, I'm like, oh, hell no. Don't call me. Leave me. This is my home time. Leave me alone. Now, who used to, when we grew up, all right, would sit there getting grumpy, saying, I just want to be left alone? Grandpa, right? And grandma. Grandma would be a little bit more engaged than grandpa. But I remember one of my grandpas, leave me alone. Get out of here. Just leave me alone. Like, gosh, man, he's old. He wants to be left alone. I'm already starting to find myself saying that. Now, mind you, I love my family. I love my patients and all that. But sometimes you just don't want that. You want to be left alone. Now, I need to learn. I mean, my cats have been displaying that attitude for a long time now. And I don't leave them alone. I still rub tummy and tickle tummy. And I have, you know, Shakeaboo here in the office. Hi, Shakeaboo. Hi, Shakeaboo. He's going to be like, leave me alone. Hi, Shakeaboo. You're so handsome. Hi, little boy. No, he's like, leave me alone. So I get it. I get that. I don't know if I could do it. If I was off work for 3 months, how to go back? Now, when I gave birth to my kids, I was back at work after 2 weeks with one and 3 days with the other. So I never got used to being home. I didn't get used to that. But if you are, it's difficult. So if we do have a population that's very, very heavily reliant on Medicaid and welfare, all right, from a psychological perspective, how do you get these people to go back to work with coworkers and customers and bosses and deadlines and fear of being fired? You know, why? You know, what is the incentive? Well, in the olden days, you had no choice. You think factory workers really looked forward to being among their coworkers and their boss and the sweatshops and all that? No. But they looked forward to making a paycheck. If we don't have the incentive anymore of somebody getting a paycheck, then we're not going to have people want to go back to work. What makes you go to work? Is it really because you love data input and data entry? Now, I actually do. I like to type. I mean, I actually love that kind of stuff. Just give me a 10 key and I could do 200 keys a minute. I could go to town. But I get that. I get that. I mean, you know, no, you're going because you need that paycheck. And that paycheck is going to help you do that Disneyland trip with your family and pay your car. Maybe put some money away for your kids' college. So you tell me, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I, how the hell do we get, if Medicaid does change and welfare changes with our new Senate and Congress, how do we get these people back to work? Is it just we have to take everything away? I don't think that's going to help either, because no one's going to do that. Right now, that's politically incorrect. There's politics are going to dictate people want to get their entitlements. So that's still going to vary. So no politician is going to have the guts to do that. And I'm not saying to do that because, again, I don't want anybody who really, really deserves it to unfortunately lose their benefits. But we need to figure out something. Now, I already suggested many times on this show, unemployment should not be given for free. When you lose your job, you immediately Monday morning report at a government post. And you work, whether it's the post office, whether it's roads or bridges or schools, but you immediately go to a job in that the government has that's very similar to the job that you had in private industry. And many of them will already have daycare. All the money we're saving on unemployment will go to the daycare because now you're being productive and you're saving taxpayer dollars on X, Y, and Z. Okay? You could get your unemployment benefit as you work. For the government post. If that's if you lose your job. Of course, notwithstanding if you lost your job because you were injured, etc. So, you see what I mean? There's ways we could do that where you don't get unemployment if you're sitting at home. You get unemployment if you're working. And it doesn't even have to be full-time work. They could even maybe get away with part-time, but you can't be on your couch playing video games like the Boston Marathon bomber. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877, that just really ticks me off. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, when we come back, more medical news, and what should we do next? What is first order of business with the new Congress? 1-877-DOC-DALI.
All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
The Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We got a little bit of breaking news here. Alex Rodriguez, A-Rod, right? Why do I forget who he dated? Why can't I think of that? For some reason, I'm having a brain fart. Anyway, right, we obviously know him more as being a Yankees third baseman, has told federal agents, admitted that he had doped, all right, according to a report in the Miami Herald. Apparently, Rodriguez, Yankees third baseman, all right, this has been reported by New York Times, who was recently reinstated after serving a season-long doping suspension, offered his admission after federal prosecutors granted him immunity in this wide-ranging investigation of Anthony Bosch and his clinic, Biogenesis of America. Apparently, this is a report that was based on a 15-page synopsis of this meeting between A-Rod and federal agents on January 29th. Now, A-Rod had repeatedly denied the use of performance-enhancing drugs in connection with Bosch, told investigators that he paid about $12,000 a month for his services and substances, including pre-filled syringes with hormone injections into his stomach. And Bosch had given Rodriguez tips, according to this report, on how to beat the Major League Baseball's drug testing. So, am I the only one who, whenever somebody says they don't, after the whole Lance Armstrong thing, you're like, really? That stinks, because now people are going to be guilty until proven innocent. Now, you can deny it and deny it and deny it and deny it, but it looks like, because of immunity, they also granted immunity to Ryan Braun, Melky Cabrera, Nelson Cruz, Francisco Cervelli, Yosemite Grandal, Cesar David Puello, Jordan Valdesman, and Manny Ramirez. So, he had long been suspecting. This has been, like, going on since what? Didn't he acknowledge back in 09 that he had also used? I don't really remember. But, anyway, that's what we have as breaking news. Huh. All right. Not very surprising, though. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. The FDA is warning us. I know we want to get to some of your comments, but I want to hit some medical news before the end of the hour. The FDA is saying you got to be really, really careful when you're taking dietary supplements, because if you're taking vitamins or dietary supplements along with your medication, it can be dangerous. That's what Dr. Dahlia has been saying this whole time, but nobody listens to Dr. Dahlia. No. Even my kitty cat doesn't listen to me. Kitty cat just threw a blanket over his head so he doesn't have to listen to my show. I know you can hear me. Meow. Dietary supplements can alter the absorption and metabolism of prescription and over-the-counter medications. Duh, I've been saying that the whole time. They said, for example, the supplement of St. John's wort could make your birth control pill less effective. Then you're going to need a lot more St. John's wort. The FDA reported also, both the herbal supplement ginkgo biloba and vitamin E can thin your blood. So if you're on a prescription drug thinner like warfarin or aspirin, that could increase the risk of internal bleeding or hemorrhagic stroke. Pretty scary stuff. Now, dietary supplements are a huge industry in the United States. And I don't want to do anything to hurt that, but many dietary supplements do not give a list on the label of medicines this should never be taken with. Why? Well, because nobody's studying it. If nobody's studying these because it's not a pharmaceutical and they don't have to get FDA approved, then it's not going to be forced to advertise against themselves. It's just something that still kind of is a little weird. I still find these commercials for prescriptions very annoying, where half the commercial is about their side effects. I don't even want to watch that. This prescription can cause headache and bleeding and constipation and diarrhea and rash and this and this and this and this. I want my commercials to be interesting or over. That's what I want. Anyway, according to the CDC, all right, 72 million people in the United States who are on a prescription medicine have also taken some dietary supplement. Now, somebody had brought in her husband the other day saying he needs to be on something because he's older now. So what vitamin, what natural supplement, what? Don't just tell us to eat healthy. I'm like, but that's really the best advice I have. I don't think there's anything in a bottle that could match a piece of broccoli or a piece of spinach or a tomato. You know, I mean, these, you can't chemically reinvent that in a cobalt blue pill form. That won't happen. And many of you guys take thyroid medication. 1 month you're high, 1 month you're low. What the hell is going on? Well, because in the morning I take my, you know, ginkgo and my, valerian root and melatonin you do at night. I take my vitamins. I take my protein supplement. I do this. I do this. I take this. You know, and you have seven different things that you're taking. Well, of course that thyroid pharmaceutical is not going to work. Remember, just because something says natural doesn't mean it's natural. The only thing that could say natural is the actual piece of fruit. If you go to a produce section and the little Chiquita banana sticker on there says natural banana, as long as it, you know, is organic or whatever, I would then agree with that. But if you're eating a banana pill or swallowing I don't know what the hell is out there now. Yeah, you know, just be careful. Okay? Now, I'm not saying these in and of themselves are going to hurt you. A lot of us have taken over-the-counter supplements, eating primrose oil, vitamins, fish oil, vitamin C, calcium, vitamin D. We take that. Okay? I mean, we take those and we're fine. But just the interaction can be very dangerous. And let your doctor know. Now, one of you wrote me years ago, say, but my doctor doesn't know. Every time I show him the bottle, he goes, I don't know, and tells me to stop it. And I understand that. I've seen that happen even when I was in training. When a doctor doesn't know, he's going to err on the side of caution and say, just don't go there. But again, you know, his license is on the line. There's liability. All right. He's not going to tell you to go ahead and take something if he has absolutely no flipping clue. What I would recommend for any of you medical providers out there is to be honest with your approach. Okay, what I usually do is I don't tell my patient to stop anything, but I go, I just don't know. You know, if they're on a blood thinner or something very scary or very delicate, I'll go, look, I don't want you doing nothing until, you know, we know more about what this, I don't know, boost your energy thing is, okay? You're on warfarin, you're on Coumadin, okay? Let's not mess it up. But the funny thing is a lot of my blood thinning patients, they don't tend to go towards a lot of those supplements because they see how delicate their numbers are. Coumadin patients can't stand the fact that they always have to check their blood and make sure that their INR, their level, is correct. And so when they do something out of the box and all of a sudden the number goes wacky, you know, now they got to go back, they got to get checked, and they got to change their dosing, and they got to it's such a big pain in the ass that they just end up going, you know what, forget it. I'm just gonna stick to what I know. And until we have somebody studying these supplements and can tell us that brand A and brand B will have the exact same amount of that substance, you're not going to get a lot of MDs, backing and recommending these. Okay? I think St. John's Wort has a lot of potential. I just have no idea what each brand has. Because these brands aren't being regulated. So I can't tell you to just go. Now, I can tell you to go to a certain brand. All right? Like, I like Longevity. They got some cool stuff. All right? I'm comfortable with that brand of certain things. You know, I think Juice Plus is a pretty interesting brand. I trust that brand. All right? But, I can't just say blankly go get the supplement. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
Hang me down, hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down,
hang me down,
hang me down
to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hi folks, Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.